This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
Thanks very much for coming out, and tonight we're going to have quite a set of readers, 12 in all, who will be reading 5 to 10 minutes each. And we'll take a brief break after 6. The order is purely an arbitrary one. It's based on the list that's up here. So when you come up, we've decided that the person who reads will introduce the person who's about to read. So it might be somewhat unexpected, actually. You might not know when your turn is in the next... well, you won't. You won't know, actually, unless you come up and look at this. So if you want to come up and look at this, that's great. Aaron, myself, Rodrigo, Toscano, I'll read them all out. Jeff Dirksen, David Buick, Mark Nowak, Alan Gilbert, Kristen Prevalet, Laura Elric, Josh Schuster, Carol Mirko, Jules Boykoff, and Kaya Sand are reading. And we decided to bring together some friends and acquaintances to discuss the problematic of the social in relation to poetry. And perhaps it's timely now to be doing that. Perhaps it was always timely to think about this question of the relationship of the social to poetry. And by we, I mean Jeff, myself, Aaron, Rodrigo, Rita Wong, a poet who unfortunately could not make it here from Vancouver, and I'm leaving someone out, decided us four just to choose some friends and acquaintances. Who have I forgotten? Jeff, Rodrigo, myself, Aaron, it was us, and Rita Wong. I'm sorry. And we chose the others, and it was, yes. And we're going to be presenting a panel of our reflections in process and various statements we've written tomorrow, as Aaron mentioned. So that's it, I think. So the first reader is... It says here, Rodrigo Toscano. And his new book is actually out and available, along with many other books and chapbooks and magazines for you to look at. His other works, in addition to the new one, which is called
Platform,
right, the disparities from Green Integer and Partisans. And recent poetry can be found in Open Letter, Cross-Cultural Poetics, the upcoming anthology of Brazilian and American poetry, Cities of Chance. And his work has been translated into German, Portuguese, and Spanish. Toscano is originally from California, San Diego and San Francisco. He has been living in New York City for 4 years, where he works at the Labor Institute. Rodrigo.
Thanks, Louis. Thank you, everybody, for coming. I'm just going to read three pieces, very short pieces, or fairly short pieces. The first one is from Platform, and it's called 14 Superimposed Pockets of Formally Unified Subjectivity as Mass Aggregate Social Subject, or Politesse Politique, or Monologue of the Free Radical. 1. The problem's too big. 2. I might not be appreciated. 3. A millennium of oppression and no one put a halt to it. All. 4. The millennium ahead also absent of my direct volition. 5. Doubtless will remain the same. I can't know really, you're right, but it's an ill-fitting robe, this thing of conscious response. If you don't mind, I'll. 6. There. 7. Oh, this funny undergarment here, it's... 8. human nature. 9. Un chien mange un autre chien. Interlude. A takeoff from Brecht. The old woman off Broome Street at her alley's end, wielding a broom at loiterers, determined to defend it, something, constitutes a movement. 10. I'm not part of any movement, I'm telling you. 11. What's more is, you're preaching to a convertible here. 12. You see, if mortality itself can't be conquered, what's the use? 13. Я вас любил так искренно, так нежно. I loved you earnestly, so tenderly. Pushkin. Но пусть она вас больше не тревожит. But don't let it trouble you any further. 14. Snug bubble shade shades, head in the headwind. Please, dogmaticos, leave me be inconspicuously free. This is newer work. Arms akimbo, scolding Plekhanovian. Just run the Zook reads at Gramercy PPT file. Art object owl affirms. Catalogic logic reorders the files. Rely on computational brains, same ones. Leaked top candidates at the MLA. Those of you unfamiliar with the terms MLA, Zukovsky, art object, its current status, you don't belong at this reading. And the fault is all mine, uneven development. The silent treatment stereophonic give the poet later. Dicey times for those who cross-dress in class vestiges, scrambled codes. Empire centurions not exactly busting down the doors to break it up, ascent, metal pinning, high winnowing scams, IPOs, analogic, sacristy. An exploration of overplumb nullities, run the slideshow, birdie. Laws of utterance ejected sea, selected emoluments of phantasmic national tapestry. Out of a monumental Monday, your future son or daughter is belief week. In belief, lab coaty erudition, lighting even counts. Those of you unfamiliar with the term gaffold, you also don't belong. Loofah, cylindrical or starfish, you know capiche? There go the dough. Colonel cultural cap killer in the velvet love seat just outside. Sophia. Isn't that a capital gain outright? Soap factories turn breweries. Breweries turn brothels. Surplus seems the seams are seamless, not to mention sleeveless. Thugs at the point of production. The captain wishing you a happy. Play my music. Play your music. Just like that. Cliff-hanging animadversion now is that poet will reserve bowls tainted with arsenic as with garlic rubbed on for essence, bloated purple. The lieutenant still wants his oppen red without the glaze of radical Albany. Freebootingly here? Denied. Me, uneven development, busybody, itinerant loafer, linoleum smoocher, petroleum tonguer, a sailor at heart, a halcyon. Open invitation here to quietly slink out. Halcyon. Hermeneutic amanuensis, and you're halfway to the subway. Plafton spots the floon, lap plony, placipold, join the navy. Azella, Zalaga, Zalalorian, Zazilizid, the army. Dunkel, Galagol, Giglio, Giglin, you mutt, the marines. Say, I. How shafe to choose, sun tight while the Rite Aid, the hives, who gets to pondering? 65 cents to 6 homeland ducats added after the campaign. Sergeant Juggler Vane prevaricates presynctly that undefines the remains humans literature marxismus goes on the shelves at a discount. Have we any blades for the old Sarge? Wink. spiked atmospheric. Not exactly. Redefinitional transellipticity? Not exactly. Collusial colloscariosity? Not exactly. Blazing hypocritastasy. Five-hundred-year-old nanny, trusty, in-house race mouse, tutorial as to why the young Trent speaks so poorly. Just run the Zukioski PPT file, if you will, and we're on our way. I wouldn't say patina of content so much as palette of form. Pollen of the day was demanded the stylistic vertebrae of such a rare bird as Zook Allegor suppressively up the, in check now, CP affiliation, as you may all soon read in the next umbilical thinkery. The top candidates. Art object owl affirming. Catalogic logic reorders the files. Rely on computational brains, same ones. Rely on computational brains, same ones. Who belongs where? Who is it meant for? Who is it meant from? Are you familiar with the term omnivalopalescent divisidrarian? Omnivalopalescent divisidrarian. Or maybe it's omnidivisidrarian walopalescence. Ah, well, you know, the Gauls, you know, became the Franks. Just... And this is also a recent piece. Last one here. Relay, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie. There's enormous gaps in your education. There's enormous gaps in my education. There's a plentiful lack of giddy-up in your wah-uh-uh. There's a plentiful lack of giddy-up in my wah-uh-uh. Swing dancing the most remotest thing to communism, are we? Still swing dancing the most remotest thing to communism, are we? Well, that seems hokey these days to suggest it. Well, that seems hokey these days not to suggest it. Tetherball, in the rain, glasses flying off. The left eye is burning a blurry sight's all sensation. The left eye is burning a blurry sight's not much sensation. Some sensation, all sensation. These centrists, sleep streams to the right. What are we going to do? Play badminton with sectarians? What are we going to do? Play badminton with sectarians? Launch a blog spot? A slip in the mud is a muddy endeavor. A muddy endeavor is a penny earned. A penny earned is a penny accounted for. Huh? Who said that? The left eye is blurring a blurry sight's all sensation, meanwhile. The left eye is burning a blurry sight's no sensation, meanwhile. The right eye can see perfectly, meanwhile. The right eye can discern a way out. The right eye discerns a way out. Out out for you, out out for me. Swing dancing the most remote thing to communism. Of course swing dancing the most remote thing to communism. As boring as hoarding boredom as you've become. As boring hoarding as boredom as I've become. Got a bolt lock. Got a bolt lock. Got a bolt lock, bolt lock, bolt lock. For a heart. No such thing as heart. No heart in such a thing. No such thing as no heart in such a thing, but no such thing as heart. And now you need and seek and beseech one. And now I need and seek and beseech one. No such thing, and no such thing as key, and no such thing as key is what's a heart is what's a bolt lock. Bolt lock, bolt lock, bolt lock. Gotta. There's enormous gaps in my education. There's enormous gaps in your education. There's a little bee lack of giddy up in my wah-uh-uh. There's a little bee lack of giddy up in your wah-uh-uh. Swing dancing the most remotest thing to communism, are we? Still swing dancing the most remote thing to communism, are we? Do dimple heart. Do dimple heart. Feel, feel. Do grimbal head. Jackal him and Jill her. You don't suppose they've downright quit the revered art of tetherball. A jab and a jibe, a jig and a jag. A slip and a slide, a slip and a raucous in the rain, a slip and a raucous in the rain. Roll, roll, roll to dig. The key in the mud, half covered in blood. The key if the mud. Say who? Do. Dim bowed heart. Feel. Feel. Do. Dim. Bared. Hurt. Heal. Punch. Punch. Thank you. Oh. Jeff Dirksen. Jeff Dirksen is the author of the forthcoming Transnational Muscle Cars and But could I make a living from it? From Whole 2000, he's the author of Dwell, Talon Books 1993, and Downtime, Talon Books 1990, a past editor of Writing Magazine, and a founding member of the Kootenai School of Writing. He's currently at the New York Center for Place, Culture, and Politics.
Thanks, Rodrigo. I won't try and replicate Rodrigo's excellent noises. Sly consumption side sentence. Dear neoliberalism, I just want to thank you for letting me be a mobile, self-reflexive commodity with agency, putting no pressure on former state structures anew again till you use me up, consumption side, just like you did production side with dad, add an E, dead. The perfect pure pop moment for global people, for the infinite touchdown of fleeting capital whirling overhead like a helicopter with a hard on. There goes, flows, my lust for life again, Iggy or Avenue B, as I try to define myself on design that's just in time, annihilated by a plethora of more or less. Formal freedoms abound, bound under bonds of better boundaries. What part of kiss my unmanned aerial drone don't you understand? Historically defined by expansion, he hopes to settle down and raise some children on his own of long walks through the long days and waves of crumbling accumulation like Escape from New York or Fort Apache, the Bronx, a city bankrupt before better behavior, drop dead gorgeous abolition of private property summed up in the single sentence. On. I just did a Bush thing. I did it like a Bush head thing. Oh, I have to stop watching TV. On. Here comes the hook, teenage kicks. The exploitation of the many by the few just got bigger. And now a longer piece. Compression. No photos. It's not Disneyland. Get your avant-gardist good life out of my face. I'm 6 years older than the term gentrification. Your essential historical feature has been flexibility. Who are you? We should not be embarrassed about our supremacy, but we should recognize that power alone is not sufficient to gain our goals. A book whose sole index entry under you is utopia. We are better at dropping bombs than we are at designing a political cultural campaign. I was wondering, for this idea of the political approach to leisure, if I would have to leave the house for it. I'm not interested in the rug as a passive thing that just sits on the floor to make a room more pleasant or delineate space. Suddenly, a city saturated with police, globally guarding Starbucks. The narrative that begins under the old capitalism, Insignia remembers, Canada, 581, flip side dystopia. And then opens a hair salon called Perm Revolution. The informal economy is from other countries. They have people. Did we internet vote on the name of the first family's cat, or was it the dog? I have personally not noticed any new forms of imperialism where I do my shopping. More chicken than you've ever seen. A shredded corporation fights for its life by laying off 25% of its workers. Unless we are maniacally dumb, we are going to win this war. This is an overmatch greater than Desert Storm. Saudi Arabia, 464. Does this mean that we will have to boycott boy bands, or can we subscribe online? Like a teddy bear from a catapult, like a supersized pepper spray, the historical necessity behind the wheel of a 68 Camaro. unilateral, with the emphasis on uni. I'm 40 years older than the term contemporary globalized multicultural post-Fordist metropolis. Being freer or free beer? Does this mean we'll have to firebomb the IKEA? And then it happens in the Netherlands. An informalist. Today the climate is favorable for business. Pace University remembers. Mexico, 457. I'd like to join the boycott, but I've internalized everything. Everywhere, in retreat. Two types of freedom now seems even excessive. For those who embrace the free flow of goods and services around the world, these are disquieting times. He talks. Stocks drop. Skateboarders are litigious businessmen. American casualness. Dock, dock, clash city dockers. Above your station, the puck. Here it comes now. Venezuela, 433. I'd like to join the protest, but I don't enjoy having my irises screened. I'd like to inflate a bubble building as a mobile public sphere, but I'm a little breathless. I'd like to break the plate glass windows of globalization, but I need a coffee first. I'd like to engage in some collectivity, but I'm busy accumulating particularities. I'd like to buy the world a Coke, but I'm more into critical regionalism than universal civilization. How can you argue against pleasure with one arm? The president is offended, and he thinks that corporate wrongdoing does damage to the reputation of a capitalist system, which deserves to have a good reputation. Paper, not people. People, not square footage. Nigeria, 180. Maniacally dumb. I'm more nervous than 1973. I'm a mean man of means by no means. And they thought world music was imperialism. Like food from a B-52. Sandler, O'Neill and Partners remembers. The stock market is edgy, but you were cool under pressure. Who are you? So what is the proper etiquette when friends and acquaintances are dragged into scandal? Britain, 141. Bank of America remembers. I'm 32 years older than the term degentrification. Commodification of everything, again. This makes primitive accumulation look like a corporate softball tournament. Skateboard harder to change the world. In the global city, 3.2 minutes of world news a day. My mind is alive with the sound of autumnal leaf blowers. It's a car care culture. If commodities could talk, would they walk the walk or balk the hawks? Iraq, 139. The rest of the world, in its own image, let everything annoy you. If certainty is an expensive luxury, then that means someone can buy it. Pinochet checks into hospital. Kissinger, still at large. Brownstone Cowboys, Norway, 119. Do you feel as if you are watching a movie or trying out for a part in the movie? Kmart will never forget. Daddy was a papermaker, but he never pulped nobody. Daddy was a duct taper, but he never ducked nobody. Daddy was an investment advisor, but he never hurt nobody, etc. Did the president tell you something new? I'm a carbohydrate person, later challenged on the talk show circuit. He'd drill your ass for oil if he thought it'd get a drop. Spending discipline. I fell asleep on the subway. Did your shoes get stolen? Not nuts enough. Angola, 97. Everybody wants a shorter flash to bang time. The narrative that begins, when the markets were rising and everyone was getting rich. AON remembers. And who will dare cry in the face of all of this? Formalism. If capitalism kills you, who do you complain to? Rock, as in rock on. At least 30 million PowerPoint presentations are delivered every day around the world. I'm 1 year older than the kitchen debate. Mississippi Walmart. Algeria, 84. Millions of barrels. The snow is expensive. Thanks. And now in the randomness, which is continuing to be random, it's Louis Cabri is the next reader. And Louis, of course, is the author of The Mood Embosser, which is both a device and a book. I believe you brought the device tonight to help people. Yeah. And it's a poem. It's a collection of poems from the 90s. And he co-edited with Nicole Markotic the two special issues of Open Letter magazine, that were open letters themselves to and from poets. And he's currently teaching at the Alberta College of Art and is completing his PhD here at the University of Pennsylvania. So, Louis.
Just some sections from a longer work. The eye prefers words, images with references. The eye prefers words, images with references. Sorry, and to frame form, and with preferences, refers them to the scene, reconnoitering from an irrecuperable distance, just what the world needs yesterday. In fact, the fact shimmers and is gone. Woof, gulp, to poof, in three cartoon panels, convincingly unreal as digging backyard. Well, I'll be darned, there's a really nice hardwood floor under there. The operative word kneels at the makeshift graves and flips out writing pad, jots notes for the inoperative community back home. Move further back in closet, leave space for boxes of nostalgia, need to surprise eye in cardboard state on opening door. Subject this wide, draws rows, sunken ovals, crumbling edges, goes lots of ways, so lost in it you forget. The subject, it's rising. Sunglasses do not screen out the devastation, but filter what is personally most damaging, ultraviolet light. So be it. So be it. Irony of life, irony of death. Send to listserv. I was born to equal or as equal. Which is it or what was it? That that hit me then, already lost. I am mad about you, especially your teeth. To frame, form, to transmit as boundary object, a process of thought. The A4 was renamed V2. To transmit as boundary object, a process of thought. Form in that sense, however liberating, is a trap, a state of being trapped by your own focus and your own work, end quote, Tom said, and praised John Seely Brown's work, Xerox's chief scientist, for his cutting edge on the figure, I guess, of time, formerly a pimply neurosis, refusing to flush and festering. I was glad to go, but have wondered, what is a salaried wound like? The cards don't tell, pretenders do, just fades away. Hear what I say, any fade of mine is a good fade. Just the pointillism of it, a just pointiness to fit. The point of just it, just point it. I'm the head of a pin now, and you? We founded an institution on you, just, its name, property, oh delight. Grease earned, splendors tang and Kool-Aid trust, we shall enter, prize your sparkling. Quantities, I am your overload. Activate, enumerate, educate, legislate. The show must find a road somewheres. The cauliflowers sure are big. Just think for a moment. Has this been done before? Something's on TV right now. The A4 was renamed V2. And then from some billboards, I guess. Please do not feed the psyche. Social hairball. Gag, the one that got away with words on prompt. Meter running, tanks not parked, though. Meter running are loaded words, too, which Bernadette Mayer, for one, would hate. Quote, I hate moods in my thoughts and loaded uses of words. I want to win a prize. I like moods, end quote. Coin of the moods, she's unloaded since before moving, 1971. Studying hunger, 1975. Moving, studying hunger. Fires burn, threatening homes. Nature, really, threatening human habitat. Fire burns, threatening homes. King novel? That photojournalists think art. Real estate, shock art. Aerial satellites, found art. Defense Department buys. What's new? Commercial rights. All footage over Afghanistan. See Alfredo Yar's Lament of the Images. Leaves us to image only a ballooning millionaire's joy over Western Australia, where, quote, almost 1,180, end quote, are expected to become citizens. Day includes, quote, Bush poets, sausage sizzles, and a photographic exhibition. I could say anything. Censor that thought next. Clause 2. These go together, fourth on the line, incomplete or suspended predicates, the fate of a reflexive attentiveness to words, caught in the valence of a whim, assembled from other things, guaranteed, quote, according to German purity law, end quote. Hoost and beer label says, I say, case in point, joining, not going anywhere, staying put with a license to be licensed. Corporate liberal sir, out to market, close reading from new critics to document exploitation teams, from post-its to sticky capture tags slapped onto prisoners' backs, keeping the world bay dredged, indoctrination experts from Al-Fusair, institutional state apparatuses to Palestinian society itself, providing the only necessary indoctrination, experts on both sides say. And I'll stop there. Thank you. And David Buick joins us from Oakland, where he co-edits Tripwire, which is available back there, a journal of poetics, with Yetta Morrison, the other editor. Welcome, David.
Thank you. I'm going to read a short section from an ongoing series called Stanzas and Mediation. The geopolitical leans in. The global hits the fan. Networks rendered symptomatic or systemic, posited as interpolated via spectator shipwreck, spatial collapse, the harbored local shifts. Context rubble, remote control, the sensorium rearranged, theorized in real time, repeated from multiple perspectival fronts, handheld ideological processing units, video-cammed pie chart factors, meteorological static does not compute immediately. Repertoires of pan-capitalism narrated on the move. Spectacular detournment. Spectacular. Who turned the sound down? We did. Bailout. Jumbo, jingo, jets up. Here comes the crash again. Zoom. Modes of image production. Materialized mediation. Chunks of the real. Concrete, not above. Legacies of the future. Relations of limit production. Frameworks of repetition in place, not total. Foundations deep, but not deep enough. factory. Image labor, virtual render, material, metropolarities in transnational's capital. The collected works in the gaps left by the decimated peripheral lefts, however nascent, however functional, however world historical. Dearticulated agents scramble and networks creep, arms akimbo, perverse eventualities to follow, in screaming, video time, collapsed, under, determined. Tributary polities, comprador cargo cult, speak English, man, native information. What futures such acts attempting to bring into being? Whatever Asia is. Horizon points, mask event, vascular medial hump, skein, appropriate response, affected, upwards of 10,000 killed, New York Times, 9/12/2001, in one day, in Iraq, 1991. Repeat for 30 days, repeat for 12 years, repeat. Ethics after domination. Certified memorial urns by American body bags. Go into debt so you don't have to go into debt. What's a few less Americans, really? Specific withdrawal mechanics, spell, smell, figure, wounded, laughing, contemporary, eclipse point, radar love, USAID, thick eventness disparity, text with politics, expiration date 0303. Grapple debt-baiting developmentalisms, your hut tax, please. Speed of light, empire machine. Capital transfers, the sole transnational form, finance it. Not a crisis, but a symptom of the crisis. War in service of propaganda. Contain mentality, the world system as such, or risk engagement on new terms, not necessarily our own, necessarily. Yes, innocence will die every day for what will be founded there. Counter poetics, we will smoke them out. Decomposition of the elements. The materials do not yet, the fragments do not cohere, relations not merely syntactical. Poetry is synthetic adjudication, as such is a politics, though not merely or only that. As such, this is only a test, the only test of poetry. Each interpretation is prescriptive. Each collectively lets then lets. Thank you. Mark Nowak is author of Revenants from Coffeehouse Press and editor of XCP, Cross-Cultural Poetics. Recent poetry appears in Hambone, Tripwire, and West Coast Line. His essay, To Commit Suicide in Buffalo, is redundant. Music and Death in Zero City, 1982 to 82, it says, is forthcoming in Goth, Undead Subculture from Duke University Press. Mark Nowak.
I'm just going to read three poems from this new manuscript called 1916, which is about the Wobbly-led miners' strike up in northern Minnesota. And all three of the poems I haven't read before, except for this first one, which actually I read in the fall on this Minnesota Public Radio program called Poetry, the State of the Art. And it starts with a 2 or 3 sentence epigraph, and the poem follows. And whoever edited the program only included the epigraph in the program and not the poem. So that is Poetry, the State of the Art. 9 June 1916. It's from a little town newspaper called the Virginia Daily Enterprise. The first arrests of the strike on the eastern Mesaba Range occurred this morning when 250 miners from Aurora Properties were halted at Wine Lake, 2 miles northeast of Bowabic. They were en route to Bowabic to cause trouble among employed miners. The advance guard, consisting of 14 men, was taken into custody by deputy sheriffs and mining police. The men are charged with rioting and trespassing. Newsprints, paper, names. Individuals involved in an arrest, harassing, plus. A striking striker is struck. Greeny, Joseph Greeny, Arvey, Arvey Lathanen, Halmy, William Halmy, Sam, Sam Sparkovich. Translation burns their names. Communists name names. An arrest and an harness. News kills language too. Spain, Howard Spain, Booz, Arthur Booz, Palmieri, August, Palmieri, Louis, Lou. Tongues, shuddering, lacerated, imprisoned in prison, sans speech, eating own tongue, sans own tongue. Translation, paper, swallows this. Arrested, Martin Kasich. Arrested, Mike Arai. Arrested, Mikola Gust. Miners are marauders thus. Who will not translate we, us, thus separated into they, and they cannot say, speaking does not disembark. Silent, Charles Sapatian, silent, Byra, Jack, Kolakar, RB, abbreviated, who is spelling us? A list of prisoners, a list of unpronounceable names. The news is so translated, the strikers so negated. The next one I'll read is June 11th, 1916. And this one includes also, besides oral history and testimony from the State Labor Department transcripts and stuff that I ripped off from a newspaper article. They reviewed a book on June 11th, 1916 called A Capitalist's View of Socialism. So I had to take some stuff from there. And then there's also an ad in a paper for a clothing store that was written in these sort of like E.E. Cummings-esque little couplets. 11 June 1916. A capitalist view of socialism, written by an anonymous capitalist, is reviewed by an anonymous reviewer in the Sunday Duluth News Tribune. Listen, June, straws, soon. You are very much mistaken when I spoke about these gunmen. Topcoats, ever, naked, never. 50 vicious-looking gunmen, as you said. I didn't say that was during the parade. Clouds, rain, slip-on, obtain. That was on the Sunday. Wet, shirt, wet, dry, shirt, tie. On the 11th of June, if I am not mistaken. He believes he is speaking for his class when he says, 70 degrees, unions, BVDs. That capital as such, even as its own best policy, would carefully alleviate stress and poverty and unemployment. School, adieu, surge, blue. If only it knew how. When I was coming from Hibbing to Aurora, I passed with an automobile, and these people, youth, thrifty, Columbo, 1450, I don't know whether Mr. Meaning was there, vacation, trip, sport shirt, grip. But I happen to know Columbia, sweater, none better. What's more good store? Mr. Meaning, before I saw him, that these people were never bitten, guarantee unwritten, just taking every automobile that passed there and searching. Conventions, dress, visitors, impress. The automobile was out, the automobile inside, and insolently even looked in the faces of the women to see whether they were not disguised IWWs. But he warns the idealists, Columbia shows best clothes, not to expect a utopia. And I'll end with this one, I think. I'll end with this one. 14 June 1916. Tonight, I choose to believe that I'm part of the beginning. Striking miners and their sympathizers to the number of 350 to 400 demonstrated here, Virginia, Minnesota. The beginning of a mass movement which will transform American democracy and American society. We were instructed to carry hot water in order to thaw a little the place where the pump was put in. The pump was frozen. Carl Reeler, industrial workers of the world leader, prominent in strikes at Lawrence, Massachusetts, and Paterson, New Jersey, arrived here yesterday and was met by strikers, which will transform American democracy and American society, which will liberate energies for social and political progress. And we had to put a little hot water in order to thaw it out. Liberate energies for justice here and join with sister forces in other countries all over the world. Reeler and others addressed a mass meeting at a socialist hall and announced that a strike vote would be taken. We were carrying this hot water, and it was like glass. Many miners joined the IWW in batches here yesterday. Disaffection of the local miners is reported spreading. Myself and many of the workers fell, and this hot water was spilled on our clothes and then froze on our bodies. We objected to the matter. We quit. Because this is a moment in history that needs us to begin. Strike leaders declare every strike, every mine in Virginia will be closed today. The excitement in the city is intense, though there has been no rioting. Each of us, every day, at his or her own pace, slowly and surely rediscovering how to be politically active. Some miners attempting to enter the Genoa mine were met by strikers who took the men's dinner pails and beat them. How to organize our disparate energies into effective group action. I know as a fact it also happened to other fellow working men. Well, we are the smartest and the most specific people around, and I choose to believe we will do what is required. Act, organize, assemble, oppose, resist. Thank you. Is there still one more reader before the break? Is that right? Is that five? Am I five? All right. So, next reader is Alan Gilbert. Alan Gilbert's writing on poetry and art and politics have appeared in a number of publications, including After Image, Boston Review, and XCP. Recent poems have appeared in The Baffler, The Germ, and First Intensity. He lives in New York City, where he edits FYI, a quarterly arts magazine published by the New York Foundation for the Arts.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. There will be some women reading at this event, so just hold on. I've got three short pieces I'm going to read. One is a short prose piece. This first poem is called Another Love TKO. Various foghorns of misdirection toot in a complex haze, surrounding a lighthouse transformed into an enormous disco ball, crossing the line, tunneling out, or quietly undermining the foundations. There's a lid on my head called a skull. Cubicles corral the body. Today's wide-eyed toddler is tomorrow's potential cannon fodder. A political agent immersed in the everyday purchases one's cake and eats it too, with fingers entangled in sticky shrink wrap and black and blue icing smeared around the mouth. What felt like an ending today was just a different way of seeing, saying, don't be so sure of the circus. This is a short prose piece that was written for a forum in the upcoming Fence magazine, addressing the relationship between poetry and politics in the current climate. It's untitled. The now is a fragile history, barely torn from the past. At the same moment, it erratically staggers into the future. The now moves so quickly, yet obliquely, that its blur appears determined. As a result, the now often only leaves room for reaction in its small space and the little time it has left. The demand for action now has the potential to short-circuit the demands for action then and in the future, demands that never disappear, even when forgotten, covered up, or silenced. The negotiations with power that take place in the present, though not always in the now, are extrapolations of these earlier, as well as yet to be articulated, aspirations. To use a metaphor informed by poetry, the now is a brief lyric moment in these negotiations that's interrupted by screaming. To say that all poetry and art is political negates the ability to use politics as a critical concept, just as saying that all thought is ideological diminishes ideology's capacity for critique. This isn't to argue that all poetry can't be read politically and ideologically, which may be more to the point. Poetry is never inseparable from the moment of both its utterance and its reception, an utterance and reception that are socially situated and therefore politically and ideologically inflected. It's important to listen or read for this, especially when the ability to corrode stale rhetorics from the inside and make accepted ideologies appear unnatural are two things that poetry and art do effectively. If power is not permanent, then politics is not a privilege. Poetry and art examine language, image, and movement at the point of production, even if this production is frequently complicit with economic, social, and institutional status quos. At these moments of complicity, the farther one gets from a poetry and art of the now, the closer one gets to poetry and art as imagining and invoking an alternative set of present conditions, both within poetry and art and outside of them. The reactive possibilities of the now are a horizon away from the creative emancipation of the present, however brief, however defeated by other pasts, presents, and futures. Thus, the challenge for writers and artists, and not solely during times of crisis, because time is always in crisis, isn't to revitalize a notion of mass media communication that has rarely served to represent anything other than a narrow range of ruling class interests. Instead, the aim might be to foster alternative cultures, modes of representation, ideologies, and communities that the mostly false public, i.e. corporate-controlled, channels of communication will then be obliged to address, and with which the hegemonies they help prop up will be compelled to negotiate. This is a process different from, however tenuous the distinction, the absorption of alternatives by the mainstream, a process forced open by a now informed by history. This piece is called Interplanetary Behind the Eyes. A quiet sadness sits over middle America while the musket stays level. There's still plenty of business at the local funeral home. Every difference contains a difference within it. This Christmas, Vandal stole all the yard ornaments and the star fell right next to a rusted stump, rotting chain-link fence, and a stream of urine steaming in the snow. High above, asterisks and ellipses dot the night sky. A 10-ton truck reluctantly comes to a stop as pedestrians cross in front of its quivering grill. Then a kid skips past and a dog sniffs a denim shin. At some level, it's all conceptual, and knowledge does rule supreme. But who rules knowledge from before preschool to long after college? preserving history with a series of commemorative plates. Please teach me how to have a good time. Delphic, Delft, Deaf, doctoring up the dope. Who can resist sugar in its many refined forms? Ziplocking the commercial process right next to the entrails and tater tots, reaching into the bottom of a dented trash can to scoop up whatever fell out of the bag, like unwittingly stirring a hairball into the soup. One animal was slightly wounded in the making of this poem, i.e., you gotta roll with the proverbial punches, because nothing is sublime, not even our house, built out of steel and figs, and when it's all said and done, it's back to the day job, or else surreptitiously stealing coins from the wishing well. Thanks. Our next reader is Kristen Prevele, a poet, critic, translator, editor, teacher, author of numerous books, chapbooks, and broadsides, including Scratch Sides, available on the table, Perturbation, My Sister, from First Intensity Press, Lead Glass and Poppy, selections from the Parasite Poems. What else is she up to? She teaches at the Pratt Institute. Please welcome Kristen Prevele.
One. This is direct quote from George Bush's speech, initial speech to the United Nations Security Council in November of last year. This is an excerpt from it. One, the United States has no quarrel with the Iraqi people. They've suffered too long in silent captivity. Liberty for the Iraqi people is a great moral cause and a great strategic goal. The people of Iraq deserve it. The security of all nations requires it. Free societies do not intimidate through cruelty and conquest, and open societies do not threaten the world with mass murder. The United States supports political and economic liberty in a unified Iraq. Two, the United States has no coral oil, the Iraqi people. They've suffered to oil in silent captivity. Liberty for the oil people is a great moral cause, oil a great strategic goal. The people oil Iraq deserve it. The security of oil nations requires it. Free societies do oil intimidate through cruelty and conquest, and oil societies do not threaten the world oil mass murder. The United States supports oil and economic liberty in a unified oil. Three. The United States has no oil. Oil the Iraqi people. They've oil to oil in silent captivity. Oil for the oil people is oil, great moral cause, oil, oil strategic goal. The people oil, oil deserve it. The security of oil nations requires it. Free societies oil, oil intimidate through cruelty and oil. And oil societies do not oil the world, oil mass murder. Oil United States supports oil and oil liberty in a unified oil. Four. The United States oil, no oil, oil, the oil people, they've oil to oil in silent captivity. Oil, oil is the oil people, is oil great moral cause. Oil, oil, oil strategic goal. The oil, oil, oil deserve it. Oil security of oil nations, oil it. Free societies, oil, oil intimidate through cruelty and oil societies do oil, oil the world, oil, oil murder. Oil United States, oil, oil and oil liberty, oil a unified oil. Five. Oil, United States, oil, 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 the oil people, they've oil, 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 and silent oil. Oil, oil, the oil people is oil, 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 moral cause, oil, 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 strategic goal. Oil, 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 all it. Oil security of oil nations, oil, oil. Free societies, oil, oil, intimidate through cruelty, oil, 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 and oil do oil, 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 world, oil, oil, oil. Oil, United States, oil, oil, and oil, 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 and a unified oil. 6. Oil United, oil, 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 the oil people, they've oil, 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 and silent oil, 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 the oil people is oil, 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 moral oil, 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 strategic goal, oil, 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 it, oil security of oil nations, oil, oil, free societies, oil, 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 intimidate, oil, cruelty, oil, oil, and oil, do oil, ooh, oil, world, oil, 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 United States, oil, oil, and oil, 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 unified oil. 7. Oil, 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 they've oil, 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 oil. Oil, 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 all strategic oil. Oil, 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 all nations. Oil, 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 all societies, oil, oil. Oil and oil, 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 united. Oil, 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 and oil, 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 it. Thanks. Next is Laura Elrick. Her poetry and essays have appeared in numerous places, including Tripwire, Combo, The Tangent, Crayon, Tokure, and Quid. She lives in New York City, where she's a co-curator for the Segway on the Bowery series. Her first book, Sincerity, is forthcoming from Krupskaya in June 2003.
Thanks, Kristen. It's going to be tough to follow. Okay. Toe to mouth. Percent humanitarian. Flatter bar graph tits. What a glorious drill bit. That, hunger, 888 hunger, 888 hunger, 888. And who's well proportioned? And who's swell to do? Rudy's house, square feet. Rudy, beds are for sleeping, streets are for click, as in pistol cock. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Another translation from the rent, food, heat, water, doctor. Click. The vestibule. Evictions not notably e-labors omit 888 affinity sector per techno-nationalist hubris of nouveau entrepreneurial benefaction per beep beep appear. Apparel appears. Webby flasher wakes. Headlong into the micro swamp of what who didn't intend to which Seattle? Not is that not a not that not is that a real question? I mean, for the sake of efficiency, doesn't it make sense that planned obsolescence dropped dot-coms on transatlantically liquidated infrastructures? That hyper-tiered indies jostle for globs of managerial diffusion to wield over permatemps? Megahertz sprinkle the dawn script funnels acute to one quadrant. Why, World Hunger Year, attack 888 root cause of 888 hung 888er by promoted 888ing self-reliance? 1/4 of 1 day for sleeping, 1/3 of 1 day for working, 1/4 of 1/4 of 1 day for commuting, 1/8 of 1/3 of 1 day for cooking, 1/12 of 1/4 of 1 day for fucking, then set, avoid, minimize, manage, conquer, plan. 2. Tiggo biddies for your Kuplinwit day mind, covered by Newsma to look like 888 this. This is a little bit longer, and it's the only other one I'll read. It's called Dimensions of Calm. Participatory Yearnings. One, petroleum barons also grow randy towards evening. Glass to glass, tipped oops, plash. Man and woman, self-cool, vibrating. Soothing, is it, the nearly begun? But do they do what they do in private or in a private public? Unsnap the claws and naked contracts fall more benign, like seal it, the advancement presented that day by R&D. Tremble, tumble, groping hands, now muffled mortal sighs. Note the kink is not in the grail of their innermost reaches, but in protected deafness to... I was only of a sudden, an underblink in billboards traffic stream, domestic in memory, everywhere until its pewter clouds pressing down on us minutes, years. Yet there was a surprise of puddles, so much dimension in a street it was total. Was it felt, a gentle mist, or was it already skin? Check it, that's what I... They always use the illustration of Bosnia. Two. Outside, wind howls. Over occasional ahistorical news briefs, passionately baffled ears always have been mid-siren self-assure. If media plugs each carcass and this executive's got one, plot thick, framed on the desk, the great altarpiece, the product of their union. Is it Khartoum, Kinshasa, Kabul, safely safe, muzzled, emitted, aftermaths, if even that funnels up prices at the pump, not just vices of the rump. And did they mention demand is not need, local is not local, missiled in, efficient for whom? Limits their participatory? Our discarded empty littered most of the street. Our drug baggies, single shoes, rummage, rummage. And as death dressed up to waltz off with eternity, we scurried about in buildings, tasked, frantic, but maintaining the appearance of calm. Occasionally, if distant, a chant can be heard as if coming from a deep, damp pit. A little girl knows what to do, says, hi, hi, I'm literal, iteral, collateral, aren't you? Like that commie fairy sang before returning home began. Three. We're grinning into the national glare of the suburban summer. This we've come to call a national pastime. Penance for the tenants, boys, while mom, anomic fet, punctual wishes packed in by petrochemical carcinogenic, call it habitat, via Deuces Jacks, man with the axe, conservation. As manic digits get ready to look Putin in the eye and decide. It's juggernaut stadium. No choice but to drive there. Your ticket stub is redeemable for 100,000th of one tradable pollution permit as you exit. Still, the wind blew and the leaves rustled. We could no longer find the sound pleasant, though we yearned to. We spoke as if into a mic. We desired everything. Each morning descended the staircase of youth. There was, right, a profusion of forms. Four. Charity, faith-based beggars, fourth. Women, children things, a dozen. Oil floats, bloats, American man. Collect boyish laid-back CODs from fanatic about face, exotic Islam, once in terrorist guidance alliance, kept for fear of popular rebeldon, turns to contagious predatory tranquility, brewing senatorial demon detection, like their cotton promise kept. When those cheapest surface extractions sound of ingratiating putative ethics, then beware if rodenticide can't a client. Meanwhile, 5. Sun, crisp clear photoed, return. Booted, surges, uncanister, cloud. On flagstone, angled, heaped, remains. In makeshift, equip, had fallen. Jeeps, aim steadfast. Placards, aim steadfast. Tempests yet of morning speak. When the occupied, regrettable wind blows in, zoned, stones peaceful, that is, no fly. When sun snap, cheek back, boys slip, pinned to shade. Shade, taliate shaded, ceased. Were policy different, mortality might be. Thanks. Next up is Joshua Schuster, who is currently a graduate student in English at the University of Pennsylvania. He recently contributed the word you, addressed to Benjamin Hollander for Open Letter, 11th Series, number 3, fall 2001.
Theory of distanciation. A sky undone from its heavens, a mob separated from its people, a year let loose from its era, a today dislodged from its yesterday, cash separated from its currency, dreams dislocated from sleep, a palm undone from its hand. There is always another revolution. Behold, thou art like a satellite that takes control of the planet it was orbiting, like dreams that undream themselves, like prisoners who take for themselves prisoners, like the fields and factories that rise up against the workers, like a god who takes his own name in vain. The logic of home. The breakdown of power becomes a power generator itself. Rooms cracked open like eggs, the smell of lungs, a world buried. I forgive here to get to there. Extracts from the Scientific Journal of Living Fossils. A theory of debris. What appears as a busted horizon in nature, what appears as a busted horizon is nature evolving itself so as to protect itself from human encroachment. The thread of life. The physician pulled on the dangling vein as if it were a loose thread, but as he pulled, the vein began to unravel. Just the slightest move let loose more vein. In trying to tie the vein in a knot to stop its unwinding, the physician had already untangled a rather large pile. This poem is dedicated to Aaron Levy on his birthday. The photographer awoke one day to find his photos severely violated with all sorts of internal damage, yet not to the photos themselves, but to the images inside them. Scenes were broken into. Images were scattered and trashed. Angles that were previously straight were distorted and askew, and once clear pictures had become blurry. Even stranger, the photos had taken on a wet glossiness to them, as if they had redeveloped themselves and were hanging out to dry. This poem is dedicated to the social mark. The social is the security. Collective vision of visuality itself, a blank slate on which to create many other blank slates. There is the story of a man who looted names, scouring the landscape for discarded monikers and designations. He drove himself under the apparent belief that once normalization was restored, such names could be sold back into the public sphere at inflated prices. There is the story of how Coca-Cola, wanting to cover all the markets in the digestible liquids business, started to manufacture blood, bile, semen, tears, and mucus. There is the story of being robbed as a child for 35 cents once in New York City. There is the story of how oil led to the rise and fall of the earth. There is the story of a city consisting only of temples. There is also the story of a city consisting only of destroyed temples. There is the story of the king who, convinced by his court mathematicians that the power of 30 was most surely stronger than the power of 1, declared himself fully responsible at any given moment for 30 separate identities. There is the story of a gravedigger who, to impress his would-be boss, proved his skills by burying his own feet and hands into the ground. There is the story of a growing movement of Orthodox occultists who believe one must obey the Ten Commandments in the strict manner in which they first reached the people, that is, in their broken, shattered state. There is the story of the flânerie of the eyeball as it reads the daily newspaper, followed by the tour of its daily domestication through the spheres of human transportation, work, self-enrichment, and self-maintenance, and finally the moment where the sphere unravels into sleep, swallowing itself into a living darkness. And finally, a poem I'm a little hesitant to read, but we'll say it is not a political poem. There is the story of God who wished to create a world, but had neither the language of world nor of creation. So infinite were his powers that they stifled all conditionality. Then there is the story of God who learned of failure only through observation of God, and thereby knew what was previously unknowable, that the limited is far more infinite than the limitless. Then there is also another story of God, who observed both the created and the uncreatable, and realized that the two were made possible only by a third discovery, that is, that God had rested. But none of these stories answer what happened when God rested. Indeed, it is suggested that all these stories are merely diversionary accounts, set up by God himself as placeholders to keep those whom he created in an attentive state, delaying the story of any awakening. Thus, the widespread fear and panic in our village when it appears close to the end of any given story, for fear that something truly disastrous might occur. Thank you. The next reader is Carol Mirakov. She is the author of Temporary Tattoos from Baby Self Press in 2002 and Wall from Ixnay Press, 1999. She is a founding member of the Sub Press Collective, with whom she published Fractured Humorous by Edwin Torres, poems from her series Fuck the Polis, Los Angeles, California, 1999 to 2001, are forthcoming in X-Connect and Tool, a magazine. She works in technology and lives in Brooklyn.
And then there's that cute story about Nancy Reagan freshening her makeup during the drug bust. April 6, 1989. Nancy Reagan, accompanied by Los Angeles Police Chief Daryl Gates and a small army of Secret Service agents, toward the enemy fortress with its occupants still bound on the floor in flabbergasted submission. After frowning at the tawdry wallpaper and drug bust debris, Nancy, who looked fetching in her LAPD windbreaker, managed to delve instantly into the dark hearts at her feet and declare, "These people here are beyond the point of teaching and rehabilitating." That's as told by Mike Davis in his book, City of Courts. Everyone, down on your pocketed, down on you, down on you, down on humility, apart from historical ground, extreme incubation, leave, left, leave, history, they, mold, molding, dismissive and ground and historical. Now, dis dismisses you, humility, mold, molding the ground, make now, make concrete, off ramp, ramp, last in line, historicity, thud. Nobody swallows the final space. It doesn't even register. Swallowing, swallowing, they are ground without degree, post-evaporate, could almost emote. On a limb, could history, their dead, spoken, present record, apathy, stasis, invalid, presence, swallows ground contra dumb to fight. He is dumb now, they are present, post the ground. The last, concrete, they are spoken and land. blunt roar deaf to blunt roar spoken, agent, ground now. Against listening agent, spoken ground in hue and humility, as fish poor fish eaten by, stems on. Taking presence to a now, this is not given now. As agent, to be lateral or education, unsustained. Modli suffoci laudire strato, la historia celo, ruja de magracia, grundo de tordi, verda de quieta, manca en antau en gesti dispersi, ora valentau bali sub si, anonima en piedfingro etiquetto. The blunt recall. The last space is every space gripping. La malacra rememori. La fine spasso. Lo dire siu spasso fascinita. They are he and they are he again, Burroughs. Ambivalent photos of the blank in the fluid, swallows reading and now in the ground, at her shoes. Gold from the made ugly green or gold, from the would-be green as green swallows. The last, detachment irretrievable, humility, aka ferocity, without the means. The awful target whose harsh stab now grounds, now molding, now chokes. SWAT stands for Special Weapons and Tactics. Thanks. The next reader is Jules Boykoff. Jules lives in the Washington, D.C. area, where he co-edits The Tangent, a zine of politics and the arts. He also co-curates the In Your Ear Reading Poetry series at the D.C. Arts Center and co-hosts the weekly D.C. radio program Roots and Culture, which you can, by the way, listen to on the web, and Jules can tell you how. It's a great program. I listen. Poems have appeared by Jules recently or are forthcoming in Antennae, Combo, Kenning, Lipstick 11, and Palm 2. Please welcome Jules.
Mr. Secretary General, yesterday, without illusion and without fear, global terror, wickedness, dictators, poverty, and disease. Our common security outlaw groups and regimes that accept our enemies, incels, and camps terrorists are plotting. Iraq, Saddam Hussein, aggression. Iraq's dictator, Saddam Hussein, Iraq, Iraq. Iraq's regime broke its promise. Iraq continues Iraqi murder. Iraq attempted to assassinate Iraq's government, and Al-Qaeda terrorists are known to be. Iraq continues Iraq. Return Iraq. Renounce Iraq. Iraq's regime agreed. Iraq, Iraqi regime agreed, and Iraq has broken. Iraqi, Iraq, right now, Iraq is expanding, Iraq likely maintains, Iraq finally admitted the regime in Iraq, Iraq continues, Iraq employs, Iraq has. Should Iraq acquire Iraq's state-controlled media, Saddam Hussein and his nuclear scientists, Iraq also possesses Iraq's invasion of Iraq. Iraq was allowed, Saddam Hussein, Iraq promised. We know Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein's regime is a grave, but Saddam Hussein has defied. If the Iraqi regime wishes peace, 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 economic liberty and internationally supervised elections. The United States has no quarrel with the Iraqi people. We can harbor no illusions. Saddam Hussein in brutal submission, if we must choose between a world of fear and a world of progress. That actually came from the same speech that Kristen read from and worked off of. We didn't plan that, really. And I just removed some words that I thought were superfluous. And the other thing I'd like to read is from a longer poem, just sections of it. It's called Quiz Number 6, and it starts with an epigraph from Robert Fitterman, and it's this. But there are a lot of things that don't matter, and they add up. When the Industrial Relations Board realized what the auto techs were up to, it was too late to be the second cop on the scene. Emolumental decisions, outsourced blacklist fixture. Mais vous êtes une machine, monsieur. Well-oiled tolerance for bridled intolerance. It was not merely his eccentric personality that gave him prestige. Then there was his knack for five-card stud corn gluten speculation and his love of mystic oil platforms. Then there was Bangladesh, bowling for lawn ornaments, put on the fast-track death knell, first-class seating, for example. Well, 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 if it ain't Mr. Popular. Ceramic trinket spinning on the turntable of my designer eye tooth. But beggars can't be multilateral trade embargo currency speculators. The rings of a tree sunk deep into zero. Quiz number one, what to do when a distant relative wins the grand sweepstakes? Quiz number two, what was Tocqueville's problem? The butcher and the baker and the predatory multinational subsidiary in the Cayman Islands. The viable alternative development program in Bolivia. Why, ahem, hello, Senor Bechtel, so nice to see you. The McDynamism of formidable plastic. Destined or destinated? Quiz number 14, name three Victorian economists. Quiz number 5, describe three advertisements you have never seen. The registered trademark of Deepak Chopra, tender chainsaw chopping mockery, EPZ as the mobility of fragility. The point, however, is to quite laden, I say, quite laden, quite. The crisis consists precisely in the fact that the old is dying and the new cannot be born. Wildlife management area, red number 4, whirl-a-girl, desegregated superfluology, rub-a-dubbed econ 101. If you're not with us, your backdoor jumbo trophy fodder at the Sausage Factory's annual shareholder meeting in Wichita, Kansas, exchange value, that is, emolumental decisions, but fervent current, an advanced degree in fictitious no-fly zones. Whereas D.C. officials announced yesterday that they will offer 10,000 students from 15 of the city's worst-performing schools the option of transferring to a stronger school as part of the federally mandated Leave No Child Behind initiative. Whereas the Qatar Olympic Committee recruited 8 Bulgarian weightlifters to become Qatari citizens and represent the country in the 2000 Olympics. And whereas one Bulgarian, who changed his name from Angel Popov to Said Saif Assad, brought home the bronze medal. Whereas hoodoo allopathic wayward gracias abrogation Trump. The quiet cost-benefit analysis before the quiet manufacturer's recall. Eventually reducible to labor. Parsed deprivation just this side of stochastic. In that case, I'll take 2. Vanzetti sans Sacco, the quiet snip of holidays. A little brand name Tom Ridge. Must recover costs. Loan means debt. Debt means loan. The point, however, is to... The crisis consists precisely in the fact, once upon a meritocracy, once upon a seminary dreamboat, once upon a smile, chlorofluoral carbon club rub-a-dub for retired Navy rear admirals in peril over verbal Fox News felon again and again, and poverty is not pornography, not an ontological watering hole called Tucson, not an old school mathematical proof of purchased disnerved voltage on the verge of revenge. Freelanced kilo bait. Quiz number 9, global stutter. Cuánto vale el agua, cabrón. Eugene Hassenfuss was here. United we standardize. Plaque with a tragic mask. The crisis consists precisely. Whereas criminal syndicalism, whereas Ayatollah suit and tie, whereas the tramp scare. Passenger pigeonholed Italian in a turtle suit. The station wagon lottery of jurisdiction. Planting Molotovs in Genoa. Lit vectors of the motive broker. Right lane must turn right. Once upon a Jesu Cristo in a Lexus. Recumbent white market. A field of savage sunflowers. A 6'6" gringo billboard. A not so floodlit limpieza social. Long time we no have no nice time. Turtling beneath the tramp of jackboots. Sometimes when you go for the gusto, you get the gusto. But when Venus injured her larynx just before graduation, the default plan was clear. Quiz number 13, what's the difference between rigid and committed? Quiz number 4, where did you put the Bulgarian umbrella? Surgeons paid per cut, history has stultified plea bargain, 3D crime omen. The crisis consists. Cold. White. Van. Giuliani's. Signature. Comb over. Myth with a pulse. Pulse with a rootless cosmopolitanism. Rootless cosmopolitanism with a hue of privilege. She said she no longer believed in circles or cycles or pylons or smiles. Neoliberal. Bhopal, stun gun Bhopal, working the crowd and crowding the work, having to pay your dues, etc., etc. Tina Dara on the 24th of November, year 2002, at Bridge Street Books in Washington, D.C., said, lament for the unity in utility under capitalism. Joan Retallick on the 24th of November, 2002, at Bridge Street Books in Washington, D.C., said, I'm not getting the right distance from my text. One-dimensional manacle, double-parked Anglo-Saxon, freshly cut flowers of belligerence, and overconsumptionist dynamic. Quiz number 3, is that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, or is it just Don fucking Rickles? Thank you. Our next and final reader tonight is Kaya Sand, who co-edits The Tangent, a zine of politics and the arts. She co-curates the In Your Ear poetry series in Washington, D.C., and she teaches English at St. Mary's College of Maryland. Most recently, poems appear in Bivouac, Kenning, Lipstick 11, Antennae, and Anomaly. A book of poems called Interval is forthcoming this spring with Edge Books. Kaya Sand.
I guess the collaboration is apparent. This first piece is a series of prose paragraphs. The whole piece is called Cognitive Dissonance, and each paragraph has its own title. And I start with an epigraph from Kristen Prevalet's Perturbation, My Sister. This was language I couldn't get out of my head, so I found a place to pin it. She fainted at the sight of so many fragments, for she thought her mind was frazzled. Luckily, it was just the world crumbling around her. Homage to our crutches. Grandmother learned to be hopeful because so many people die. So now she says of the president, she says at least he hasn't turned to liquor. Halfway to nowhere, I panic, mapping rote maps again, charting as a way of seeing beyond my range. I don't know the names of the weapons. If only we could dematerialize, be an aura for a while. The lingerie saleswoman says you should never tape your gift wraps. If I tell you the contents of my day, I feel like I'm balancing a checkbook, here be dragons, but I can name some weapons like our doing as our undoing. What I like and don't like, said the supermodel. Let me tell you the story of my body. Chapter 1 is my left arm. Chapter 2 is my navel. Did I mention my prologue, my forehead, my soul? Let me tell you the story of my body, said the dying man. It's useful to read my body. It's not a temple or a house or an aggregate. My body, it's an ecology, an elixir, a habit. Changing schools, jobs, changing matter. Let me show you my body, said the dying man. The problem with consumption is it's rather embarrassing to own all these filigreed, pedigreed bees. In the corner, a shrunken schoolmaster. Let's watch baseball. Watch Ichiro lift his bat. Maybe at the end of life, sport is most beautiful. The lingerie woman said, everything should unfold like a Hollywood ending. Please, teacher, please teach me. Please, teacher, please, please me. I don't know what to impart. Legible T-shirts. The truck stop owner went wine tasting on Tuesday. He's generous to children's charities, but a diet of corn chips left him anemic. The girl served a tennis ball toward the sun after too many Bloody Marys for breakfast. Chapter 3 is my bum hip. We could festoon the golf course with lanterns now that the lawnmower is broken. To write about golf is to write about fountains in Tucson. I don't like your T-shirt, but your watch is louder than that. Babyland, America, theme park, America. And anyway, if Junior stole a clarinet, next we ask why, not war on drugs, war on terrorism, homeland, cross burnings. Besides, weapons of mass destruction are poised in Umatilla. Besides, a little Petcoat's bitter talk nicely says, theme park, America, rapid eye, hysteria, senators etching dog tags for other people's children. Culpability over cocktails. The tea is overdue, the question oversteeped, the remedy overstated, howling is happenstance, grandmother is gorgeous. Here is my palm to read, said the dying man. Why don't you test your prescience? Here is the daily news. Let me give you a hand. Life isn't always so dramatic. The truck stop owner overheard grandmother say maybe tomorrow museum installations will provide answers, or at least references to the disembodied, disengaged language I'm trying to forget. Language I'll speak in digits. 2024561414918005551212. Start with an epigraph with this one, too, by James Baldwin. To act is to be committed, and to be committed is to be in danger. How to live in the galore as we pack purses, feed ourselves each day, stopgap the rat holes, protect the patio garden. How to stretch a bungee stretch and stretch it, fling it free and damaging, timing everything right. We're all binging. United Nations be damned. We need a new sofa. How to pledge more rising, free and damaging in this field of human adjustments. Though we thrive while trodden, vowing for vigor, no scorn for long shots, we are protractedly worn. And on, and now like ourselves, occasionally, rung thin as needed urbane promise. But we can be exceptional, exceptional, as water is. We are the whereas, nimbly the nines, cognitive dissidents, and everyone is seditious. And finally, suppose the future were an arrow, as progress is, toward forward, toward marching band giddy. Suppose the man who wrote capitalists are like priests, weren't many moneyed, wink-winks and all dredging done. Suppose the news supposed to arrive on every narcotic calm street corner. It is now we must begin to gather. It is now this future, no future, this. Thank you. I'm the final.